Zeichen nicht, was Avi Moria für mich so kriegt, so Zeichen nicht, was Daniel Maschine, was für Schuhe fahren. Okay, we'll see. So we started the union of Paletta Shekhazera. And the halacha of the six onos, etc. If you look here, in packet 17A, so the Mishnah here in the Gvos on page 3. The Mishnah says, Ovedet Kochovim, a non-Jewish woman, Shepalta Shechazera Yisrael. So she had relations with a Jewish man, and there was Shechazera in her body, and then the Shechazera came out. So the Mishnah says, Temeya, says the Bartanur, Shehatipa Shal Shechazera Shepalta. That the Shechazera is Tamei because it comes from a Jew. Bas Yisrael Shepalta Shechazera Meva Kachavim. But if she, the woman is a Jewish woman, and the man was a guy. And the Shechazera came out of the woman, Tahora, because here the man was the guy. So there's no, so therefore, since the din of the tomb of Shechazera is the Shechazera of Israel, not of a guy. So when the man is Israel, and even though the woman is a guy, then the Shefazer is Tamei, but Israel shall fall to Shefazer, maybe Kachavim to Horeth. Then the Mishnah continues, Aisha Shimsha Besa, that a woman she has relations, the Yarda of the Tavla, and then she went to the Mikvah. So she didn't clean out the Shechazera. So Ilu lo tavla because we're afraid, says Rashi, said the Bartanur, the Hashin Hashem Tiflo Tipa Shechazera Shanisha Lava Osa Mofa. Because maybe the Shechazera now is going to come out and the Tamehar. So if you look in the Mishnah Chrona here in the bottom, it says, Knani Shepolta, Yeshu Stabek Yisrael Kotan, Pachos Miben Tesha. In other words, what's the din? If a man, a bia of a man is only considered bia from age 9 onward. And from a woman, it's from age 3 and onward. So what's the din of Yisrael Katan Pachas Vitesh Ben Tesha She'ein Biyoso Bia if he had relations with a gadola, Upalta, would it be Mitame? We say Kaman Shain Bioso Bia Filu Ra Keri Ain Kiryo Mitambo. So do we say that since his Bia is not a Bia, so therefore the Keri is not Mitame. So therefore the plate of Shechazera is also nothing. Or Dilma in the Paletas Ain Chiluk. Well, maybe the paletas is no, because bottom line, it's shechva zera and it came out of the woman. Okay. So that's his question. Or say a godel had relations with a ktana who wasn't 3 years old, so then it's not a ma'aseh bia. So do we say that since the bia is not a ma'aseh bia, then the plate is also not? Well, Dilma came into Zera Shel Godel, he, Metama Pleita. So these are the different shaylas. So he says, "We two Mr. Shemesh being caught and being over in the time from which Kosov, in Paletas will be here. For Paletas table in Shemesh." Right, the Gemara says, "A Paletas Shekhvah Zerah is Tameh." But the Gemara says, "What do you need it in a Paletas?" The fact that she's, we have that Gemara here on Mem Aleph. Yeah. Take a look here.
I mean, this is 17A.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, 17A.
Maybe it's somewhere else online.
Yeah. So it's a Gemara Nida and Mamala from the base. So the Gemara says, "Paletas tebigalod have shimsha." So Rashi says, "Tichodim shiyosok chutz tamehi de hashemsha," because the shechva zeres taught me. So what do you need to do the poletus? The fact that she's mishamish, she should become tamei from the shechva zera. So the verse says, "Mishatavlo l'shimusha," that she had Tashmish, but then she went to the mikveh for that. And then the next day she was poletus. So therefore you need a dinner of poletus. It was because the shechva zera itself is tamei. So what do you need a dinner? The poletus shechva zera becomes tamei, but she's tamei when the shechva zera comes in her. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about she shemeshes when she went to the mikveh. Again, this is nothing to do with going to the mikveh for nida. This is a separate din tumah of shechva zera. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah Chorus says, "My kusha, mishkachas begadol habal aktana." But because if the begadol is baal aktana, then there's no din of mishameshes. So it's not a bia. Umshem, but then it could still be a din of paletas. So you see, by the fact that the Gemara didn't give that case, that it's also not a din in Paletus, because it's not a, it wasn't a ma'aseh bia. So b'kitzur, that is the discussion that we had yesterday. If by artificial insemination, a lot of times, sometimes it's done when she's an eden, a zayin nikiyim, and it's not going to ruin the zayin nikiyim because there's shefa zera now that's going to come out. So that's the question. So from the Mishnah Achronah, it's mashma that you need a ma'aseh bia. That's what Rav Abadi holds. So if it, in other words, when a person's getting artificial insemination, in other words, we said yesterday, sometimes the couple can't become pregnant in the regular fashion. So what they do, the first thing they do is they'll just take a zera from the man, and then they'll put it in the woman, not through a Maisa B, and that might have more success rate. If that doesn't work, what they do is IVF. It means they take the egg out of the woman, they take the zera out of the man, and then they see if they can fertilize the egg outside the body. And then they put it back in the woman. And if that doesn't work, then Rav Moshe was makel on to even get, then it could be there's a problem with his zera, or could be the problem with her eggs. And then the question of egg donor or sperm donor, that's a whole thing. But first we try to do it obviously the natural way. And if that doesn't work, they do IUI. That means to put it in with his zera into the woman. And if that doesn't work, they do IVF. It means they don't put the zera in the woman. They just take out her egg from her body. They take out his zera. And they try to see if they can fertilize the egg outside. And if the egg is fertilized, then they could transplant it into the woman. That's called IVF. So the question is, when you're doing the IUI, when you're putting the zera in the woman, but it's not derech tashmish, is there a din of hashina for paletus shechva zera? So Rav Madi told me that he thought that it has to be derech tashmish. That's like the Mishnah Chrona. And you have here the Sefer Rishumei Aaron. You know the Sefer Rishumei Aaron? That's Rav Aaron Felder. Rav Aaron Felder was a Rav in Philadelphia. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe. Unfortunately, he was Nifter a couple of years ago. Wasn't so old. I had a kesher with him. We used to talk and learning. We went met at a chasana once, and then we kept up on the phone. And then he wrote these svarim called Rishumei Aaron. Those are different notes that he took from the years that he was Meshamish Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's all. So Psakim from Rav Moshe. So he says here, Rof Reishu Hizrik Zera L'Tocha Isha B'mei Azayin Nekiyim Ein Lach Shiva Kapalat Neshech V'Zera V'Yachar V'Einu Ela Ma'at V'Nichtas Omok L'Tok Gufo. So he said that paletus shechva zera means that the zera came in her, and then it comes out. And then when it comes out, then that's a did a paletus shechva zera. But it could be that if you shoot it in with this artificial shooting in, you know, so then it could be that it goes in very deep, and it's very little. And then you don't have to be choshish that it's going to come out, and therefore it won't make the woman a paletus shechva zera, and therefore she won't have to start the zayin nekiyim again. There's a sefer called Levushei Oz by Rav Azriel Orbach, the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he has a piece here on page 8, where he writes, "Pinei kolze." In other words, this is the question. If a woman and a man would have tashmish during Zayin Akim, the Isser, so then that's going to ruin the Zayin Akim. Like for 4 days now, it's not going to be good. 4 days, it's in suspense, but you know, it doesn't ruin the whole thing. See, if the middle of Zayin Akim, if she bleeds, you have to start over. But if this the Shechva Zera, well, normally it won't be Shechva Zera because they're not together and they were also to be together beforehand for at least 4 or 5 days. But if they were Meshamish during the Zayin Akim, so the Shulchan Aruch says, that we have yesterday's packet. You put it back in the thing, or yeah, I think it should be in yesterday's packet. Page, thank you. We should bring, I guess, this back because we need, there's more things that I need to talk about. Let's see. There's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch says that there are 4 days that become suspended. After 4 days, you can't count those 4 days. For the Zion of Kim. Yeah. You have a Shulchan Aruch here? You have one here? 1 second, he's getting a Shulchan Aruch in a second. If you take a look in yesterday's packet on page 27, but I didn't Xerox the whole thing. Okay, so it's good to study love. He has a case here on Kuftari Vav Yud Beis. In Ka'asa B'Minyan Yom Echad, say a case where a woman has a miscounting the day she's supposed to go to the mikvah. She went a day early. So she went to the mikvah, and then she had tashmish. And then all of a sudden she realized it was a day early. So now she has to finish up her extra day, but she can't finish it up right away because there's Poletus in the middle. So she has to wait 6 onos, that's 4 days, and then she keeps another clean day, and then she goes to the mikveh again. That's Kuftai Vav Yud Beis. So that's the question, whether there was Derech Bia. But if it's not Derech Bia, that was the question. So Rav Abadi was Mekel, and I told you Rav Moshe was Mekel. And Rav Azriel Orbach here also says that it has to be Derech Bia. But Rav Eliashiv was Machmir. And therefore, according to Rav Eliashiv, if they would do an IUI, in the middle, they would put Zera in the woman in the middle of the Zayin Nikim, then that would postpone the Zayin Nikim for 4 days. So if there are the 3 days, you'd have these 4 days that are isolated. And then after the 4 days, she has to do 4 more days after that, which has to be 7. So, but it has to be Zayin Nikim, so it has to be 3 and 4. But there are 4 days in the middle, so it's going to be extra 4 days that put the Zayin Nikim on hold. But again, it's not so sad the whole Zayin Nikim, because Lemaisa, it's not blood. So that's the Machloikis Haposkim It's very nogei al mais. It happens all the, I mean, all the time. When you have these situations of IUI, and sometimes they do it during the Zayin Nekiyim, because the mais, it's not a mais of bia, so you could do it during the Zayin Nekiyim, even though she didn't go to the mikveh yet. And that's the story. Okay, now there is a famous thing in the packet from yesterday that we didn't do yet. There's a famous piece in the Meal Stocker. On page 32 in yesterday's packet. Packet 17, page 32. So what's the case? Isha achas tovla belayla, she'elil yud beis, mitchilas vesta. So she went to the mikvah. She brought to the beisa. So then she comes home. Ad lo mizkaka labayla, so she didn't yet have relations with her husband. Rosa tipas dam. So she saw more blood. And it was, I guess, a tipas dam that was a beragasha, you know. So what made her tummy? So then she's an eater again. So the shaila is, this is the shaila. Does she have to do 5 and 7? What it normally does? Or just 5? Because in other words, normally it's not enough to have Zayin Nekiyim. You also have to do the 5 days before. So normally the 5 days before, you're going to bleed anyway, so you're going to keep 5 days. But say she became a nida with one tipa because she had a hargasha, say. Right? So the halacha is normally that we still wait 5 and 7. Why? Because for letter shechvazera, and even though the Ashkenazim paskin that even though she didn't have tashmish with her husband for 5 days before, it doesn't matter because it's a gzera lo shimsha to shimsha. Right? But over here, she went to the mikvah, right? So now she starts. Once she went to the mikvah, she's tahora. Now she got another period right away, a 1 day period right away, that night, as soon as she came home from the mikvah. So she's Tameya. So can we tell her, try to get a hefsek tara and do Zayin Nekiyim right away? Or do we have to start over and do another 5 and 7? Because the Maisa, she wasn't with her husband. Because she just came back for the mikvah. Beforehand, she was Tameya. She just came back for the mikvah. Now she's Tahora. Before she got a chance to be with her husband, she already has Damnida. So should we say, so that's like any Nida, that you have to do 5 and then 7. So usually, we don't think about the 5, because the 5, she bleeds for 5 days anyway. But even if she wouldn't bleed, there's a din of the Palat Shech Vazara that you have to wait either 4 days or 5 days, like we discussed yesterday.
Page
33. The high chumra ina niskeres b'rishonim kol moshken she'ino midina d'shas ve'ino chumra z'noshi didan shechmiru b'lo shimsha amati im gzeirosim shacham kaim lo d'chol duchta b'blosav lo shchicha lo gozu rabbanim. The call she came because they rustled the Echmir al Atzvah. So he says that it's a milsa de lo shchicha, this whole thing. So the Maisa, you know, she wasn't Shimsha, obviously. She just got back from the mikvah. And she before that, she was Aser. But still, we have a halacha lo Shimsha at the Shimsha. Maybe that's only in a regular situation, where she got a period like Bizman. And it just happens to be that before she got a period, there were 3 days that they were Purish anyway. Here, she's got a period, mamish, at the second she walked in the house. So maybe that's a milsa de l'shchicha, and a milsa de l'shchicha lo goes to Rabbanan. So therefore a lot. So therefore maybe we could let her do the hefsek and the dayan nekiyim right away, that she doesn't have to do the 5 days. Because the 5 days are not shayek because there was no tashmish. But l'maisa, even though there's no tashmish, but there's still a gzeira of lo shimsha to shimsha. So he says, no, it's a milsa lo shchicha. It's a milsa lo shchicha to get your period the second you walk in from the mikvah. And therefore lo gozer rabban. Yeah. So he says, "Tafla she'isha sherasa machmas higias mana liros." These verses. Higias man shetir b'dako chmir al atzman lo shim shatush afal ba'onis chazet the midi lo shviche who she'inish kavas verses b'talim be'zivasa de'imidei hanoshem liros b'hem. Zochi megamun harishon shaisem tenes b'sivus shimusa heyom. So he says, so that's the psak of the Bealtstocker. And if it's a milsa lo shchicha, then lo gozer rabbanan, and she doesn't have to keep the 5 days. Obviously, because she wasn't shimsha. But still, there's a gzeira, lo shimsha to shimsha, but he says, that gzeira you don't have to keep. If it's a milsa lo shchicha. So the Node of Yehuda has a tshuva about this. On page 36. There's a tshuva from the Node of Yehuda. It's written to Rabbi Leibel Eger, right? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's son, the one who became Hasidish. Right, Rabbi Leibel Eger. So he says here, "Bichtava av kibalt v'onam rabbu hatirdos." Because of Rabbi Leibel Bichtava, he says, "I got your letter." It's the beginning of the zman. Zman ki hila l'kola talmidim tchilas zman gorma da atzira reinachtim bichtava. He says, "The beginning of the zman." Was the beginning of this man. So he says, busy with the Talmidim, the new Talmidim coming in. The beginning of this man, so that's why he apologizes that he didn't reply sooner. Reinkach lo posku atirdus. And then, of course, other things came up. Or isi b'chtova dover nochot slashah. So he says he didn't think that he required it was anything pressing. So he, you should believe me, until yesterday I didn't even look at your letter. So he quotes this did of the Bealtstocker. somebody paskin shehora halacha lemaisa, and it could be, you know, some rav who was saying the same psak of the milk stuff. Shehora halacha lemaisa v'isha shetavla. The woman went to the mikvah. Vachar shvila chodim sheshim sheros adam rubala. Vala habiyir shetim la tekev zayitim. So this rav said, you don't have to do the five again because there's no shechazera here. Because she was also till she went to the mikveh. The second she came back from the mikveh, she already became an Ida. So it's not shy. So you know what he says? He says, this Moira who gave this psak, which is the psak of the Mil Tzedaka, he says, didn't paskin properly. Who are Rav Ramah. Torah's Moshe, he's making a Moshe is the Moshe Issel, the Ramah. Who paskin that you always have to wait 5 days. Will Shimsha to Shimsha. Shnei achroinim, atashach, ataz, it's gimel yodim. Var nispashe, the minute came, behold, Medina's Poland, Ashkenaz. He says, this Rav we should be angry with, give such a psak, meaning the psak that you don't have to do the five. You can just do a hefsek and start designing the kim right away. Well, the onshobe is the onish ain't any Rav. He says, well, he doesn't think you have to punish the Rav for giving it. You should be angry. You don't have to punish him. Im ora ni tama al kabunenu shechmir b'dov ezer chumr tiseres. Vum din zesh al kulat shech v'zer mamish tister b'ziva fil b'zov ezer reitze in a musko. And not everyone agrees that this whole din applies, that the kulat shech v'zer, ruins the zayin akim. That's a reivish al omud over zel al taros. Ravid said that it doesn't apply to Ishal Abayla and Levataros. And Talmud shall arrive and move up towards Abayas Aorach by Shvi. Yeah. Well, Amr Chacham also lots of skin, Shepetom, etc., etc. So he thinks he argues with the Psaq. But Lamaisa, this was the psak of the Mir Tzedakah. Now you have to realize one thing. When you count the 5 days, so Rav Vozner writes here on page 42
in the Shevet Halevi.
In other words, we know there's the Gzeira, Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. But what if they were Stam Purish before, she got a period, say, for 2 days, but they were Purish before 3 days. So that doesn't count if you Stam Purish. It's just the Mil Tzedakah is Mechadish, that if it's a Milsa de Lo Shchichat situation, then, as long as they were parish already for 5 days, you could start designing the kim right away. But what if she saw a mara before she got her period? This happens all the time. Women see mara, and they're not sure if it's a problem or not. So they separated, and then she got her period. But the period, say, was only 3 days. But she was parish before. But not just Stam, they were Porish. They were Porish because there was a Mara. So he says that since they were Porish, because there was a Mara, even though that's good enough, that's not called Oshimsha to Shimsha. Oshimsha to Shimsha means they were Stam Porish because they were Porish. Just Stam, they weren't together that day. But what happens, they were Purish because they weren't sure, and then they didn't have a chance to go to the Rav. And then the Rav Paskins that it was really Tahar. So they really didn't have to be Purish. But since they were Purish because of a suffix that of some type of thing came out of her, so that's not called Lo Shimshat or Shimsha. So that means that's considered part of the 5 days. Because the Maisa, since they were Purish, not just Stam, they were, no, it was the Gzeir of Lo Shimshat the Shimsha, was when you Lo Shimshat the Stamazai. But if you lo shimsha because of a halacha, even though in the end you found out that you were machmir shalom kedin, that you didn't really have to be machmir, so says Rav Osner, that still could count for the 5 days. In machakach pasach amora hara that kesem tor, still it could count. And that's a very interesting point. So that's what we usually tell people, that you know, they want to know when to start the 5 days from. Because the periods, it wasn't only... So we tell them, based on this Rav Osner, that as long as there was some type of bleeding, say some spotting, and it really wasn't, but it was some type of spotting already. So technically it wasn't an Ida, but she was punished because of the spotting. So then there's what to say that can count for the 5 days. And therefore, when she gets a period later on, say, even if it wasn't a 5 day period, it's 3 days or 2 days before, because it's not just Stam, it was 2 days that it started to be parish. It was 2 days that because of some type of bleeding, it was they were parish. So that's an important yisod. But this meal stuck on the Nodim Yehuda is a very interesting nekuda. And this discussion of Rav Yashiv and others is also an important discussion. Because people, Bezman Hazeh, who have to do it. This, yeah, just the other day, someone called me up that they were doing it's funny. Just this morning, somebody called me with a shayla that right after the mikveh there was bleeding, or right before, or something like that, or it was still before, whatever. And just the other day, someone called me up with the IUI question, a different type of question, but. Or, for example, there's a tshuva, the Tshura Shai, page 17. That a kala, she had the bilas mitzvah. You know, the poskim say that the one case that you don't have to, even for Ashkenazim, that you don't have to do five, you just have to do four. We mentioned yesterday that if a woman is trying to get pregnant, there could be a kula to do four, or if a woman with shalosh kula to do four, so you could be able to do the chafifa, samach l'tfila, and Rav Abadi is mamatir to do four, so you shouldn't have to go to the mikveh Friday night or Erev Yontif. But by Dam Basulim, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That the Dam Basulim, the Achronim say, we'll see when we learn the Hilchos Dam Basulim, the Achronim bring down, it's a psach from the Maral Mitrag. Rav Shecht always likes to say, the Maral Mitrag, when he was alive, was known as a Pesach. That was what he was known for. But today, since most of his writings are in Machshava, he's known as a, you know, Baal Machshava, but he said B'chayev, he was known. So every once in a while, Poskim quote Piskei Dinim from the Maral Mitrag. It's born in Shulchan Aruch, meaning in the Mogen Avraham or in the Shach Taz, they quote from the Maral Mitrag. So the Maral Mitrag's Pesach is the din of Dam Basulim that you have to treat like Nida, which is a Chumra Midrabanan, but you only have to do 4 and 7. You don't have to do 5 and 7. So what happens if she, they had the Bilas Mitzvah, so now she had Dam Basulim, and then a couple of days after the Dam Basulim, she got her period. So the Shaila is, could you count the days of the Dam Basulim towards the period days to make the 5 days? So he calls the Shurashai. So you can start counting from the Bilas Mitzvah, because so the Bilas Mitzvah, she's already asur to him. So therefore there's no din of Shechva Zara. Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, but here it was Lo Shimsha not because they just decided not to be Mishamish. It was Lo Shimsha because Lo Maisa, because of a din. So whenever you're Osir al Pidin, so then so Dam Basulim is a din. So you're Osir al Pidin. So you can count from the start from the beginning. There's other examples, but that's okay. There's a chiddush of the Or Letzion on page 25. I like the Or Letzion. I'm a big chassid of the Or Letzion. Of Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. So he says a psak. I don't know, I'm not so into this psak. Usually I like the Or Letzion. This one, this psak, I'm not into. I'll tell you the psak. He says like this on page 25, it's going in Rabbi Yosef. He says, B'shun Or Letzion, Hagon Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. Nishal be isha shemeshach zman riyasa katzar nimshach shlosha yom. In other words, she gets a period only for 3 days. The zman habiyutz, that's the ovulation shalom muktam. She has an early ovulation, so if she's gonna have to do 5 and 7, she's gonna miss the ovulation. So what do you want to do? So if she would bleed from before, we said she had some ksamim from before, right? So then we said, even though technically they're not nida, right? Then you can count, right? Because she was doing what he did. But stamta to be parish doesn't count. That's the gzera. So he has an etza. So he says in Eitzel. Listen to this story. He says 2 days before she gets her period, she should lie to her husband, make up a story that she got her period. Make up a sheker. Page 25. Hora, last bottom line. Hora la she yomayim kodem havesis, 2 days before the period. Tishaker v'tomer lebayla tmeani. So then there's a halacha v'isha shemir tmeani. So al pidin he's not allowed to be with her. V'shav yanaf shachaticha disura. So it's not just on lo shimsha to shimsha. You say I got my period. You make up a story. And Mimela, now it's Alpidin that they can't be Mishamish. So then you can count those 2 days towards the five. Because it's Avikilu, Nadul Asrallah, it's like a nether, I got my period, make it up. So that's what he said. So he says, because they're Asr Alpidin now. So the question is, does the Baal really know? So if he would be boil her now, even though she's Tahora Lagamre, so he would violate the din of Shavya Nafshech HaTuchet Yisurim. He says, from this in Karelitz, so I don't know. I mean, the question is, maybe I'll peek in. He's right. I don't know if these things are very good to do. You know, to make up stories like that. It's not a good mahal. But that's what he thought. That technically, I'll peek in. You could do that. That could cause them to have a child. Because then she could go after 3 days of the period. Because when before they weren't mishamish, but now he made it into a din. Not she made it into a din that mishamish, not just tam. Because the halacha is that if a woman says to me on the end and he's boil, then he gets malchus for that. Okay.
Rabbi Simon?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we just advise one of them to go out of town for a day or two?
Yeah, so we're out of town.
Then there wouldn't be the gazette, because then we also could say maybe no gazette lo shimshu atu shimshu if it's not physically possible for them to be together.
Yeah, but who says that that's not included in the gazette?
It's only if it's Asar al-Pidin? I thought that if
only if it's Asar al-Pidin. Only if it's Asar al-Pidin. Yeah, what's the difference of going out of town or
the like Ramosha with the kind of like Ramosha with the bungalow colony, but the reverse.
No, the Lamaisa has to be that al-Pidin, you're parish. Not you're just parish because you're just parish.
Even if it's physically impossible. I mean, he's in New York, she's in California.
Yeah. Okay, that was the date, sir. Okay. I don't know. You know, whether it's the best day to, or not the best day to think about it. Okay. But usually, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know whether if I don't like it, I'll be dead or just don't like it because I don't like that whole Matthias type of thing. You know. You know, it's not a good thing to be marginal yourself to say things that aren't emes. You know how many people came to me with